Good morning, Still Middle School, the Rolando Zapata, retired band director from Brownsville. I'm going to be making some comments on your performance, and hopefully it'll be some assistance to you as you prepare for your upcoming performances and competition. So here we go. Da, 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 da. Marches always lend themselves to be a little light and bouncy. Try not to make anything too extra long like that. The accompaniment is a little bit too long, kind of bogs everything down. Even if the pulse is steady, it makes it sound like it's just struggling, is being pulled along. Good. Good tone centers for the most part. Once in a while, you have some of the instruments that kind of spread a little bit. I'm talking low brass. You need to be a little bit more focused, but for the most part, it's nice. I don't see a tuba, okay. Okay, the biggest thing would be to get this piece to sound more like a march. Just bouncy, compressed, stylistically, and then the accompaniment needs to complement what the melody is doing as far as the style also. So I would get the ensemble together and get all similar parts to play at the same time and make sure everybody's doing the same thing to where it sounds nice and precise and bouncy. Remember, it's a march, and whether it's a middle school march or whether you're having one of the big major symphonies play it, it's going to have to be that light, bouncy, kind of a fun flavor to it. So I would ask you to try to work for that texture and that style. Entrance there was very ragged. Careful with your entrances. Watch your director. You don't have to be looking at the music. You can memorize a couple of notes and look at your director, and the director will be real clear on where you expect the ensemble to come in. So it's nice and precise and clean. You started off really nice, and the pitches were relatively good. And it's when that those middle and lower voices came in that it sounded a little ragged. Give it some direction with your dynamics. Da, 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 dee, da. You know, build and taper. So it's a definite musical statement that leaves no doubt what it's supposed to be doing. Right now, it's all kind of the same. It's just staying. it doesn't really have any direction. So I would really encourage you to try to shape the phrases a little bit more. That's nice on the dynamics right there. See, that was a nice, clean entrance there. So you obviously have some communication tool. You know what you're doing. That needs to happen all the time. Anytime you have a stop and then re-enter, you need to know exactly what you're going to do. So you come in with a nice control sound. Yeah, the low brass has a tendency to sound a little bit spread at times. I would, like I was mentioning earlier, I would really work to shape those phrases. This is, it's obviously within your grasp to just do a lot more with dynamics and open them and then just decrescendo and just shape them real, real pretty to where you're making music. You're not just playing notes, you're making music and you're having a really well-defined musical statement. That would just really up the quality of this tune quite a bit from where you're doing it right now. You're doing the fundamentals for the most part. The low brass still has some issues as far as the tone centers and the tones being controlled. It's a little bit spread at times. The band does sound a little bit thin. I'm assuming it's the lack of sousaphones and low voices, but. What is there is handling the like I say, fundamentals, phrasing, releases, entrances. For the most part, you're doing a nice job, and when you don't do it, it really sticks out. Nice percussion. You brought out your part really nice and confident, and then you backed off and balanced the way you're supposed to. That was really good. That was really nice. And careful on the notes that you sustain. Make sure that the pitches are centered at time. Pom 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 pom. Make sure that they're tuned. I would work backwards. Start with phrase endings. Any note that's sustained, make sure it's in tune. You don't want to end a phrase or end a piece with pitch problems. Yeah, the low brass having trouble maneuvering through some of these lines. Part of this band is really, really solid, and it's just, you can tell it's very well rehearsed, but we really need to work on getting the low brass up to the playing ability of the rest of the ensemble. The ensemble is playing at one level, the low brass is still struggling, so I would spend as much time as I could with the low brass entrances, anything that's exposed, to make sure that they're playing up to where the level of the rest of the group is doing. Overall, I thought your ensemble did really well. It's very well taught. you need to work a little bit more on putting the whole ensemble together as opposed to just certain parts of it. The best of luck, and hopefully some of these things will be of some assistance to you.